Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us.
Hello, my name is Brandon Kemp, a reader advisor here at Wolfner Library, and with me today is one of our fantastic volunteers, Mr. Audie Klein. Audie, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you.
And sorry, the viewers can't see me waving at you across the table. So Audie, how long have you been a volunteer here at Wolfner Library?
It hasn't been as long as a lot of people. I've been here maybe 2 years.
2 years? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mostly voice or doing recording, or are you monitoring?
Oh, it's been recording.
Been all audio, mm-hmm. Okay. I know that you have a theater background.
Yes.
Has that helped you a lot with your reading?
It has. And being a former teacher has helped as well.
Okay.
I taught English and speech and drama, and it was always a part of the classroom to act out.
Okay.
Everything that we read, you know, you had to act it. So it was just natural.
Okay. So you were a teacher here in Jeff City?
Actually, in California, Missouri.
Okay.
Yes. I was in education for 33 years in the actual classroom for 25.
For 25 of those
years.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And so that's what you did mostly, teaching and theater and stuff like that. So what brought you to Wolfner Library as a volunteer?
Well, I was one of those people that retired several times.
Okay.
I went from teaching to working for the Missouri Chamber to working for Goldschmidt Cancer Center. In that time, I was also doing volunteer work.
Okay.
And so volunteering was natural for me. But finally, when I actually decided I am retired. I was talking to Laramie Thompson, who is the reader here. Yeah. Laramie and I have done theater together. We're also connected by our degrees are in English.
English, yes.
And I asked her what she was doing now that retirement had settled in, and she said that she volunteered as a reader over here, and she suggested that I do it.
Well, good. I'm glad she did, because
I am too.
So what has been the most challenging kind of thing you've done with reading, or what has been the most challenging book you've read? How about that for us?
Tokyo Vice.
Tokyo Vice. What is Tokyo Vice about?
It is about vice in Tokyo.
Oh, perfect. It's a title that is true to its word, to its content.
Apparently, there was an HBO movie of the
same title. Yes, there's a series.
Yes. Yep. And I had never heard of it. I think the most challenging thing were the names of cities and the words, just the names of people.
Okay.
I had a fantastic monitor who helped me through pronunciation and lots of laughter trying to pronounce these words. It was actually a good experience. Mm-hmm. It taught me a lot about pronunciation of foreign languages.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually was quite a good experience.
Good. When you're, and this is just a curiosity question for me, when you're learning a word or a name or something like that, how do you learn it? Do you just go listen to somebody else say it and kind of try to repeat it? Or
I listen to them and then write it down phonetically. And sometimes that doesn't even work.
Sometimes, okay.
I think my monitor would tell you that. There were times that he would simply write it down phonetically and hand it to me. And it looked so different when he wrote it, as opposed to what it looked like when I wrote it.
I figured he was going to write it and slam it to the window for you so you can see it there. Well, what has been the most fun? What is your favorite book you've recorded here?
I Eat Poop.
What was that? Sorry.
You ask.
I did.
It was a book, a children's book, called I Eat Poop.
Okay.
It was the story of a dung beetle.
Oh, okay. Now it makes sense.
It would make sense.
Yes.
It was a very cleverly written book. I started to say it was done in a tasteful manner, but that just wouldn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right at all.
But it was, you didn't focus on the word itself as much as how this young dung beetle was looked upon in a disparaging way because of what he did, which was eat poop.
Okay.
But then all of the other little insect people, or insects in the nature's world, told him, you know, that's nothing to be ashamed of. The firefly said that after my mom and dad get together, she kills him and eats him. And so every other species, there was something that made them different as well. And it was really a fun, cleverly written book.
Okay.
It really was.
Well, now I'm going to have to listen to it. I had no idea we had a book like this.
Yes.
You do voices every now and then for – how do you keep them straight? Like if in a big,
I have my monitor. Back we got here where I'm reading a book right now called Curious League of Detectives and Thieves, Egypt's Fire by Tom Phillips. And when I came in last week, it had been a couple of weeks since – and we just started from the beginning because I could not keep all the voices straight how I did them. And even today, one time I went from one character's voice and didn't go back into the character I should have been, and my trusty monitor said, wait, different character here.
Yeah.
And so the monitors save us as readers.
Okay. So that's the current one you're reading then.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Curious League
and
of
it's actually,
Detectives.
To me, it almost sounds, it's really... I think most adults would love it. The humor in it, I'm not sure that a lot of younger people, they would have to have a bit, I don't want to say a more mature sense of humor, a more, how would you say?
Well-rounded or...
Right, because I think the humor could even go over some of the adults' heads.
Okay.
But it's just, it's like watching satire.
Okay.
It's really cleverly written. The most interesting book I read was the Recipes That Made Missouri Famous.
A recipe book. You didn't do many voices for that one, did you?
No.
Okay.
But that's just as challenging to come up, make a recipe sound interesting.
2 cups of water.
2 cups of flour. Mix vigorously. Add dry ingredients.
Yeah.
Pour into the bowl. Place in a preset oven. And I don't know what it is when you talk recipes. You have to talk in a different voice.
That ASMR voice or whatever they call it.
You don't say, mix vigorously, add a tablespoon of flour. You have to read it that way.
Well, Audie, it has been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hopefully we get to do this again soon.
I hope so. It's fun. It's always fun.
Well, thank you very much. Today, we are going to meet one of our... Well, not one of, our newest employee, Mr. John Wilcox. John, say hello to everyone.
Hello.
John, let's start by kind of getting a little bit of history. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, I've started here. I've been here for about a month now. Before that, I did my 4 years of college at Westminster College in Fulton, where I majored in English.
Okay.
And with a focus on creative writing. Before that, I worked as a millwright. In a union.
Oh, okay.
For about 9 months.
I did.
Supposed to be a 3-month job. Became a 9-month job.
Yeah.
And then I said, I don't want any more of that. So I went to college. And before that, I was in the Navy.
In the Navy. Okay.
Yep. And before that was high school.
High school. Are you from Missouri?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I grew up in Fulton.
In Fulton. Okay. And, so you are local-ish to central Missouri and everything.
Yeah. Very, very much local. Yeah.
Okay. Navy-wise, where were you stationed?
I was stationed on the Reagan.
On the Reagan.
We were first homeported in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And then... we swapped home ports with George Washington, and we went to Yokosuka, Japan.
Okay.
But I spent most of my time in Atsugi because we followed the air wing. I wasn't air wing command, but we went where the air wing went to help support them.
So. I gotcha. And I think we've said this before, but I was on the Washington years and years before that. So actually, when I was on it, it was still being built. So
was it?
Yeah. So... You kind of already explained what brought you to Wolfner.
Kind of an easier, all my jobs have been pretty high-paced and high-stress and very labor-intensive.
Okay. So, I can't imagine a millwright being labor-intensive.
You know? Yes.
Yeah. So what has surprised you kind of the most about working here so far?
Definitely the laid-back atmosphere. Like, I know it's a library and we're read arises, but it still kind of took me off guard.
It's a little slower.
A little slower, especially when I tried to get things done like quick the one day, and Lori was like, no, it's fine, calm down. Like, you're doing fine. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't have to do everything in one day.
Yeah. That was the working through our queue. I tried to get all that done in one day, and they're like, oh, no, that's like you get a list, just, you do the week.
Just do it weekly.
Do it weekly.
Kind of just do it as we go. So that's kind of that's cool that it's laid back and everything. So have you been enjoying it so far? The contact with patrons and everything?
Yes.
Because it's a little different than what you have done.
It is a little different. They're a lot nicer, though.
Yes.
I did forget to mention, I do have a part-time job working for a tow company. And before, while I was in college, I worked on and off at the tow company as a dispatcher.
Yeah.
So
that's not the nicest group of people.
No, that's a very different.
Yes.
Very different group of people.
Yeah, normally.
Still trying to help them for the most part, especially during the storms.
Yeah.
Still, yeah. Well.
Yeah, I guess it's why they need a tow. It kind of depends.
Sometimes, yeah.
So, all right. So we kind of mentioned earlier, you didn't really remember like a first book you read or fell in love with. So what are you reading now that grabs you and keeps you?
So right now I'm working through Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, okay.
I'm on the Two Towers, and I started reading that, I think, a couple years into college.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, you know, I can do this and read in my off time. I have a lot of books. And I didn't, you know, understand that as an English major, I would do a lot of reading for college.
Yes.
So I had no time to read on my own.
No personal during
the
time.
Except during the summers. So I would read in the summer and then school would come up and I would stop again.
Yeah.
But before that, you know, I read The Hobbit and I love that. So, yeah.
That one's a little quicker to read, but yeah.
It is, yeah, a little quicker to read.
Now you're into the meat of the story, I guess.
Yeah.
So your favorite authors or genres of books?
I know
I've heard you talk about science fiction,
which is nice
to have someone else here. So.
Yes, science fiction is like my big thing that I enjoy, and it has proved useful a few times when Kenna or Vanessa has questions about science fiction. I'm like, I actually just recommended a series to Megan, I think yesterday.
Okay.
She had a patron who wanted realistic sci-fi. And I was like, I've got a series. And we have it on audio. It was a Star Carrier series.
Okay. Not familiar with that one.
I had started reading the first one, and then probably school came up.
Once again.
Yeah, and then that fell off.
Yeah.
But it's good, like, you know, like series of like 9 books. So, you know, that's that. But I love, science fiction. That's my big thing. That's why I like to read a lot. That's why I like to write. And but I also like fantasy. So, you know, Tolkien.
Okay. Yeah. So writing-wise, is this something that you're looking to do more of, a possibly like a career something? Maybe not a career, but, you know, you want to...
Like a side career thing. When I started college, I was like, you know, I actually want to do this. I've done jobs my whole life where it was, you're doing a job because you need a paycheck.
Yeah.
And I've been miserable basing all my whole income off that idea, however necessary it is. So I was like, I'm going to try to do something I enjoy for a change. So... I picked a slower paced job that still pays all right, Wolfner.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I have time to do this other thing in my off time. Because, you know, when I go home now, I'm not tired and just merely want to go to sleep all the time. I did do that last night. But
it happens.
For the most part, I have time to go home and do other things now.
Yeah.
So it's something I'm not treating it like a hobby, but it is like a hobby in that in my off time, I'm working on that and building that up.
Honing the craft.
Honing the craft.
There you go.
Trying to get published and all that.
Right on. So outside of writing, hobbies, what do you do outside of this place?
I like to learn a lot, which is not something that I grew up enjoying.
Okay.
So like I'm teaching myself Braille to help help out with that. I am also learning Japanese at the same time. I'm a certified scuba diver.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't gone scuba diving in a while. So that's something I'd love to get back into.
Yeah.
Because that is just very enjoyable and can be very relaxing.
Absolutely.
But for the most part, it's some reading, some video games. Not a lot of traveling these days.
What video game are you playing right now?
Manor Lords.
Manor Lords. Okay. Yeah, I'm going through Baldur's Gate 3. So
I haven't gotten to that yet. I need to do that.
So. Well, anyway, I hope everyone is happy to meet you. Yeah, you've been doing a fantastic job. I hear you over my cubicle wall all the time. You're far less aggressive than Lori. You don't throw things at me, so I appreciate that. So thank you for joining me today.
Pretty good aim to throw something at someone when you can't see them.
Yeah, she just would throw gum at me if she wanted to. If she had a question for me, that's how she got the answer. She just throw gum and hope it hit me.
So, okay.
All right.
Asking you's worked so far for me. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us, John.
Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free at 1-800-392-2614, by email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov, or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/Wolfner.